This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated ISKCON Temple at Kharghar, Navi Mumbai yesterday. The Prime Minister also offered prayers. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple reflects the entire traditional spirituality and knowledge. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy CM Eknath Shinde were also present on the occasion. Speaking after inauguration, the Prime Minister said that India is a vibrant land and a vibrant culture. He added that the consciousness of our culture is spirituality. He further said that if one wants to understand India, they have to first assimilate spirituality. He said that the foundation of our spiritual culture is a spirit of service to humanity. India and Singapore yesterday discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore's President's visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a five-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore, and President Tharman will also visit Odisha on Friday and Saturday. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday interacted with senior civil servants of Kenya, headed by Attorney General Ms. Dorcas Agig Abuya Odur. Addressing the gathering, the minister highlighted that the political and administrative structures have been influenced by the historical ties between Kenya and India due to a shared experience under British colonial rule. He noted that both countries are committed to democratic principles, transparency, and good governance. The minister also spoke about the maritime challenges and various environmental concerns, emphasizing the need to find sustainable solutions. He also informed that the National Centre for Good Governance, NCGG, has trained more than 5,000 civil servants from Asia and Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani on 19 January. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio programme. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the programme to the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions of the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 17th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channel to the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Odisha government formally announced regarding the implementation of the National Education Policy NEP 2020 in the state yesterday. The Odisha School and Mass Education SNME department issued a notification in this regard. A notification issued by the SNME department said that after careful consideration, the interest of strengthening the educational system in the state, the government is pleased to order that the National Education Policy 2020, as issued by the Ministry of Education, Government of India, will be implemented in the state of Odisha. Israel and Hamas have agreed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. Announcing about the deal in Doha, Prime Minister Al Thani said it will lead to the release of Israeli captives and surging humanitarian aid to Gaza. According to Israeli media reports, country's security cabinet will meet to approve the deal. However, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said there were several unresolved clauses, but it hoped an agreement could be finalized tonight. A Hamas official earlier said that it had approved the draft from mediators in Doha. Confirming the deal in a news conference, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. hostages will be freed in the first phase. And that is the end of this news bulletin.